Hi, my name's Amelia, and welcome to the first episode of 21 and Over It. Oh my gosh. Hi. So before we actually get into it, here is just a little bit about me. So like I said, my name's Amelia. I'm a college student. I'm 21. I'm majoring in journalism with a minor in pop culture, and I literally feel like I'm talking to a guy at the bar. Those are literally the only questions they will ask you at the bar and then proceed to forget every single answer. Like, without fail, that is what they will do. So that's a little bit about me. So I think the next thing I should address is kind of like what I want this podcast to be about, so you know what you're getting. This episode is just going to be like a little bit of an introduction or whatever, and I'll explain that more in a second. I really just want to make it a spot where I can talk about anything. I just want to have a space where I feel like I can get all of these things that I want to say out, and I feel like I have a lot of stuff to talk about that maybe other people would relate to or want to listen to someone else talk about. I want to make it pretty much just anything I want to talk about, like stuff going on in my life, stuff that like you guys could probably relate to, stuff that's going on in college, in college life, friends, boyfriends, significant others, like lifestyle, working out, makeup, literally anything like that. Like, let's just talk about everything. That's what I want it to be. Let's talk about everything. All right. I feel like that was a decent intro. I don't know how to do this, but I hope you guys like it. But yeah, let's get into the cards. I don't know about you guys, but I see this on my Instagram literally all the time. It's the We're Not Really Strangers game. And I don't know, I made kind of an impulse purchase the other day when I got this mic, and I bought it, and it's so fun. I've played the couples edition with my boyfriend, but I got the like original We're Not Really Strangers pack. So I was kind of thinking maybe to get to know me, I can go through some of these cards and read them. I don't know, if you're not interested, maybe click off at this point because you're probably not gonna like the rest of it. I love this mic, it's so cool. I feel so professional. Okay, so like I said, I just got this mic. If you can hear me like shuffling cards like this noise, like that's what that is. I hope it's not too annoying, but I already picked out a few cards, so hopefully you don't hear it too much. Oh, this game is so cute. I love it. Okay, so the first one is, what's been your happiest memory this year? Okay. I would say my happiest memory this year is over the summer, we visited one of my friends' lake houses, me, my boyfriend, and all of our friends. It was so, so fun. We just spent the weekend up there, like, swimming, going on the boat, and, like, tubing, and they had jet skis, and, like, there was this little sandbar with all of these adults, and, like, we're all college students. Like, we came there to party, and all of the adults just fucking loved it. It was so, so funny. Like, they're watching us with, like, sparkles in their eyes. It was hilarious, but I don't know. It was just really fun, and I feel like I got a lot closer to the people in that group from that trip, and I don't know. It was just, like, a perfect, like, summer trip. Like, so, so fun. Ooh. Okay, second one. When you're asked how are you, how often do you answer truthfully? Never. No one answers truthfully for that. If literally a random person at like a coffee shop is like, how are you? You're not gonna be like, I literally hate my life. Like, I'm on the brink of like ending it. Like, you're not gonna tell them that. Like, maybe if my boyfriend asks or like one of my friends, I'll be like, yeah, like it's been a rough day, but like I'm not going to spill my heart out to someone random because no one actually cares when they ask. That's just a sad fact. So normally I'm just like, oh my god, I'm so good, how are you? Which is most of the time not true, but you know, whatever, that's life. Okay. If you could have it your way, who would you be with, where would you be, and what would you be doing? If I could have it my way, I would be with my boyfriend, all of my friends, and my family. We would all be living in New York, even though I know the majority of them would hate that. I would be a journalist, I'd have my own magazine, like online that I write for, and I have like such a cute loft in like Brooklyn or the Soho area. Maybe we have a dog, a cat, who knows, that would be nice. I don't know, I've just always wanted to live in a city, so if I was in a city with all the people I love, then I feel like I would be super happy. What is a dream you've let go of? Okay, so I used to always want to be a lawyer. I wanted to be a lawyer so bad. I had like researched like what kind of school I was going to go to, what kind of lawyer I, why can I say that word? Lawyer. Whatever. I researched what kind of lawyer I wanted to be. I was super, super into it. And then my junior year, I was just like, no, this is not what we're doing, babe. I can't do it. So yeah, I let go of that dream that I'd been holding on to for probably like 8 years. But yeah, then I went to college and changed my major about 12 times. And then I finally decided on journalism. So I can safely say the dream of being a lawyer is long gone. Can you imagine me being your lawyer, like, trying to defend you? Like, that would be pitiful. Like, I'm trying to think about what I would do. Be like, judge, in my defendant's defense, I literally don't even know if these are the right words, but whatever. He did not mean to do that. That was not the plan. I don't know. I can't be a lawyer. Next question. This one's a cutie one. How would you describe the feeling of being in love in one word? I already have my word. It would just be safe. When you're with someone you love, you are safe. You can be who you are and let your guard down and just be happy. That would be the best word I would say, is safe. I feel like love should feel safe at least. Okay, here's the next one. Do you think the image you have of yourself matches the image people see you as? I'm gonna go with no on this one. Maybe this is just me being a little pretentious asshole, but I'm shy. I'm a little shy and it takes me a while to open up to people. So I feel like unless you like really, really get to know me, which I feel like a lot of people don't, you're not going to see me as I see myself, I think. Just because like, it's gonna take me a long time to show you like my actual self. And that's not me trying to be like, oh, I'm just so mysterious and blah, blah, blah. I'm shy and I have anxiety, okay? I can't meet new people without constantly thinking about, I'm an idiot. Why did I just say that? Oh my God, now they're not gonna like me. They probably think I'm so weird. They're gonna go tell their little friends that I'm weird. So no, I don't think people see me as I see myself. I think there's a couple people who probably see me as I see myself, but for the majority, no. Ooh, what title would you give this chapter in your life? That's kind of a hard one. I would say maybe like growth or growing. I don't know. I feel like I'm growing a lot right now. I'm doing or trying to do a lot of different things to change my life because I don't exactly love how it is right now. Times have been hard. I don't know. It's more fun to joke about it than anything. But yeah, I feel like I'm trying to grow as a person. I'm trying to do things for myself that are going to better myself. And I don't know. I think I've just been trying to be like the best person I can be and like be able to handle my mental health and like all of this stuff that I have to deal with that, I mean, everyone has to deal with in life. But right now I'm like on my journey to getting to the point where I have my shit under control, if that is even a real thing. But yeah, I would title this chapter growth or growing, learning, something like that. I don't know. Ah, Steve, my landlord just texted me. Let's see what Steve has to say. Steve, he said, I will be showing your house to some prospective tenants tomorrow morning at 11. Steve, my room's messy. Steve, bestie, that's not cool. Okay, whatever. Ooh, okay. What is something you wouldn't want to change about yourself? The thing that I wouldn't change about myself is I am a little cornball. I love corny shit. I love all of the like hopeless romantic, cutesy Valentine's Day love movie stuff. Like, I just love it. I think it's adorable. I think it's fun to like that stuff. I think it's so odd that people are like, ew, like, why would you do that? Like, I understand people have their boundaries and everyone's different, but why? I don't actually mean that if you genuinely aren't into that, you just aren't, but that's just something I've never been able to understand because it's just like, it's love and it's sweet stuff. And I think all of that stuff is so cute and so beautiful. And it's like the best part of life. That's like the part of life that you enjoy, that like you live for, like those moments. So yeah, I don't know. I feel like I get a lot of shit from my friends and especially from my boyfriend from being a little cornball, but I don't know. I like it. I wouldn't change it about myself. I feel like it just lets me like fully enjoy stuff and it just makes me feel like, as dumb as it sounds, like I'm the main character just constantly because I just feel like I'm in a movie and I'm in love and having fun with friends and all this stuff. I don't know. I just love the corny stuff. What would your younger self not believe about your life today? That's too dark. My younger self didn't think there would be an older self. If that makes sense. I don't know. I didn't think we'd get this far, but here we are. So, next question. If you have, when was the moment you realized you weren't invincible? I have one. My first car, it was a Honda Element. My parents got it for me. I wrecked it. I totaled it. It was my fault. but it scared the shit out of me. Basically what happened, I wasn't looking, I went through a stop sign and this car hit me, but it was my fault because I went through the stop sign. But when that car hit me, it scared the hell out of me. I literally smacked my head on the window and then my car starts just like going off wherever into someone's yard and I'm just sitting there like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Oh my God, I was just in an accident. I was like, I literally could have died. What? Like, I was 16 when this happened, so I don't know. That's when I realized I wasn't invincible. It was a very scary moment. Really glad I brought it up. The next question is, how can you become a better person? I would say, maybe this doesn't go with the question very well, but this is something that I do and it makes me feel like a better person. I compliment people all the time. I try to give at least like one stranger a day a compliment. I know it sounds corny, whatever. I love doing it. I'm not saying I'll give people like fake compliments. Like if it clearly looks like you just rolled out of bed, I'm not gonna be like, oh my God, you look so beautiful today. But like if I go to a restaurant or a coffee shop and I see someone who has like shoes that I really like, I'll make sure I tell them like, hey, I really like your shoes. It's just so easy to do and it benefits everyone. It makes that person's day a little bit better. And honestly, seeing someone else be happy makes you happy. I don't know what it is. I'm sure there's like a psychology, whatever thing for it. But yeah, making other people happy makes me really happy. That could be because I'm low-key a people pleaser, but I don't know. I just like doing it. So I don't know, maybe try and like compliment someone this week, just a stranger. I know it's like kind of scary, like talking to someone that you've never met. And more than that, saying like, hey, I like this about you, not just like, you know, like saying hi or something, like you're directly starting a conversation. So I realize how that can be a little bit like nerve inducing. But honestly, that's a really big way that I kind of got out of my comfort zone, especially coming to college. I am shy, like I said, and I got raging anxiety. So when I came to college, I was like, I am literally going to have zero friends because I was shy. I had trouble talking to people. I still have trouble talking to people. But for me, a really like easy way to like start a conversation with someone was to say like, hey, I really like your shoes. Where'd you get them from? And I think it's important here to note, don't be fake. Like if you literally don't like their shoes, don't ask, because that's just like starting off on a bad note. Do it like genuinely, and then you can honestly have like a good conversation with people sometimes. Like that's happened to me and I've made like some friends doing that. I think it's a really good way to be a better person. Is there a feeling you miss? Ugh. Yeah, I was just talking about this with my boyfriend. I miss being in high school. Now, let me kind of explain that to you. I do not miss being bossed around in high school. I don't miss having to get up every morning at 7 and sit in a freezing, smelly building for 8 hours. What I miss is the feeling that you can do anything. You haven't made any big life decisions yet, so your life can literally go anywhere. When you're in high school, you can say, I want to live in this city. I want to go to this college. I want this to be my career. There's just so much ahead of you. All of these new experiences and how you want your life to be. And it's kind of scary having to think about the fact that I'm making real life decisions right now. And not that's all 5 or 10 years into the future. I'm not thinking like, oh, one day I'm going to go to this college and I'm going to take these classes so I can have this job. Now I'm thinking, okay, I'm almost done with this degree. I need to find jobs that are actually going to pay me well. I need to find internships so I have experience so I can actually get a job. I need to have a job right now, even if it's not in my field, so I can pay my rent. Like, I don't know, I hope that makes sense. It's just the like, you don't have to worry about anything in high school. You are literally just vibing every day, having a good time. Like, even like shit that like sucked, when you look back on it, it didn't really suck. And I understand that's me coming from a place of like, I've been out of high school for 3 years, so maybe I'm minimizing those experiences, but I don't know, maybe I'm going too in depth with it, but I just miss not worrying in high school. I miss like just feeling like I could do anything and the world was my oyster. I feel like I still kind of feel like that because I'm still young. I mean, I'm 21, but I don't know. I just miss it. I feel like I felt it a lot more in high school. Okay, so this is going to be the last card. I kind of wanted to make this first episode short just so it could be like a quick like get to know me. See if maybe you want to stick around. If not, dope. But yeah, here's the last card. Show the first photo in your camera roll and explain. So I can't show you. Because it's a podcast, obviously. Oh, wait, maybe I'll like upload a picture. That would be funsy. Okay, let's see. Okay, I found it. The first picture in my camera roll is from April. So this was actually the night I met my boyfriend. I went out with just one of my guy friends and we went to the bar and The night's a bit of a blur, but at some point he brought his friend over, and his friend was kind of cute, so I kept talking to his friend, and now I'm dating him. But yeah, it's just a picture of me and my friend. He's also my roommate, but aww, cutie, we look so young. Yeah, that was the last card. Okay, I feel like this didn't go horrible. I don't know what anyone else is thinking, but I don't think this went horrible, and I feel like I'm gonna get better as I go. But that's all I have for today. I don't know, I've really been wanting to start a podcast. I've thought about it for like a couple of months, and I saw this mic and I was like, you know what, dude, let's just do it. It'll be fun. So yeah, that's what I'm doing. So if you like this and maybe want to listen to more, I'm gonna try and upload one like every single week. Let's see how that goes. But yeah, that's it. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and hopefully you come back and listen to the next one. Thanks.